All right, the lads, it's the post-match show, or formerly known as the Pink. And the Reds have just beaten Blackpool 7-2, which was a bit mad. They were getting beat at half-time, and I had a little dip into Twitter, and I could see people's heads going. And then now we scored a shitload of goals, and everything's all right again. So to talk about all that, but I've got Andy, I've got Armani, and I've got Mo Stewart. And we're going to have a nice big chat about a nice afternoon watching the Reds. Wow, it was good, wasn't it?
It was good. It was mad, though. Like, I didn't understand what this game was for. And then I saw the team, and I thought, oh, okay, maybe now I understand what this game is for, is to see how this team could actually work together with all of the offensive weapons at the same time. And then it didn't work, and it looked really shit. And I was a bit like, oh, God, this is the absolute worst thing that could have happened. But unlike you, I didn't look at Twitter, because I knew it was, they would turn themselves around, and I just didn't need that energy in my life right now. And sure enough, they did turn it around, led by the two lads who I think will be the injection that this team needs, Keita and Minamino.
Yeah, they were both superb. And Armani, you know, it was very much the cliched game of two halves. In the first half, you know, it was a little bit disappointing. Not only the manner of the goals we scored, but also that Blackpool score, I should say. But just the sort of, it was a bit lethargic. There was a moment there, I don't know if you caught it, where Klopp absolutely bollocks Fabinho and, you know, really gets stuck into him. And then he's hooked at half-time. So I'm guessing he never took the criticism on board. But yeah, Klopp basically said, fucking move and win some challenges, which was fair enough. But yeah, it was a bit, you know, Blackpool looked the better side first half.
Yeah, absolutely. They went into this game like it was like an FA Cup final or Champions League final or something like that. You could definitely tell they were like totally made up, like, you know, just to be playing at Anfield. And to be honest with you, teams coming into Anfield right now, they probably feel like they could have a bit of a go. You know, they feel like they could have a bit of a go just without the crowd there. It must have been surreal. I mean, they were still walking out when, you know, they'll never walk alone. It's just playing. It just sounds weird. I'm sure for you all not to be there, it's just like, it's just echoing around the stadium. And it's just now it's starting to feel a little bit more real, even more, because it was like starting a new season like this is just insane. And there's so many memories, there's so many people about what a new season will bring. But to be honest with you, like, you know, Jurgen Klopp said it himself. He just got into them and he just said, you know, you've got to work harder for this. This is not who we are. And it just goes to show you that the level now of like being a professional footballer is so high, because like, Blackpool like looked pretty good in the first half. They, you know, they were giving us some real problems there, and like, you know, we had some mistakes made from like, you know, young kids coming to the team. But you can expect that. You've got to forgive that because they're still growing. But to be fair, like, we really turned it on. Love to see Minamino bossing everyone out there. Minamino, we just saw what he was really going to look like in the Premier League this year, and it's kind of exciting. It's like when it was the first time you thought like Mane was going to be some player, and we kind of might have seen like that moment with Minamino tonight.